So welcome to another Keeping It Nerdy podcast. This is Kitten, and I have the pleasure of having the beautiful August with me in studio today. Say hi, August.
Your flattery will get you everywhere, just so you know.
It better.
Well, hello.
So, I mean, you're relatively new to this site, and as far as you came on officially in the new year, and your first set with the site actually launched last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't you spend a little time, since our viewers really don't know too much about you yet. I mean, they've seen you a little bit. They've probably run into you at a couple conventions when we were out and about. But why don't you start off by telling them what makes you kind of a nerdy or geeky girl to begin with?
They'll find out later about the horrible science puns I will make. But yes, I'm the mad scientist of the group. I go to school currently for chemistry, which... excelling!
She's the smart one.
Not the smartest one out of the group.
But you're the smart one. I am the dumb sidekick to her smart, evil take-over-the-worldness.
You are my Igor?
I am your Igor.
Yes. So who would be my bride?
I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
We'll figure out which one's my bride.
Which ones? You can just have all three. There's three more.
Well, we got our Frankenstein, our Igor, our bride.
we just keep labeling people. It's great.
Yes.
Excellent. So you're into science. What's your favorite? Obviously, your favorite part of science is chemistry.
Yes, chemistry.
Do you have a favorite thing in chemistry? I'm not big on chemistry, but a favorite thing within chemistry?
Really into organic chemistry. That's one of the more interesting things. I'd like to take that and hopefully work with R&D, maybe extracting and synthesizing proteins out of certain
stuff. There's hand gestures going around, but
I mean,
no one gets
hydrocarbons,
this.
Go!
So, now, and you were playing with amoebas. You actually have video of you playing with an amoeba.
Oh, yes, I was in the lab, and we got to play with a whole bunch of different critters because my sample was contaminated. Nerd rage. Because somebody, you know, other people aren't too considerate, so they mix their, like, rotifers and their paramecium and their amoebas together, which, when you're trying to just get a sample of one, it's kind of hard. When you just want amoebas, there will always be paramecium, apparently. So I'm searching through my field of view and all that, and I finally get to an amoeba, and I was like, yes! So I, like, corn syruped it to crap so it wouldn't, like, move as fast.
So you drugged your amoeba so it wouldn't move?
With sugar.
With sugar? So it didn't become hyper, it just became sluggish?
Well, when you put them in corn syrup, yeah, they're going to be sluggish, but they have something to eat, so they're happy and won't move as much.
So it's fat and happy amoeba?
Yes. So I got my amoeba to start, like, protruding. And I was like, oh my god.
Hold on. A protruding... What is protruding on an amoeba? Like,
that's how they move.
They protrude.
They basically, what they do is they take their membrane and they protrude their organelles.
Flagella.
Yeah, they do not have flagella. They take basically their insides and pop them out the side of one of their...
I wish people could see the hand motions that go along with describing the movement of an amoeba.
It's the jazz hands of amoeba.
Amoebas are jazz hands.
So, like, take it as, like, you squished your stomach forward and then you would start moving in that direction.
Okay. So much sense.
And that's how they eat, too.
By squishing themselves forward?
So I was in the lab and I'm excited because I get this. So I grab my cell phone, put it to the eyepiece, and I start recording it. And my teacher just kind of looks over like, what are you doing? Why are you recording that? I go, it's for science! And I do have the video with me, which you saw earlier.
It's for the
and
future prospects.
You're looking at it going, yeah, that's cool. I'm like, oh my god, look at it.
Look, it's protruding! Apparently protruding is exciting.
I say protruding, it's got more of a technical name, but I don't like saying it because it's...
long and complicated like most technical names, or is it dirty sounding?
It's dirty sounding.
It's all, the science is dirty. The science is so dirty. So, other than obviously protruding amoebas,
yes.
What other things? You play video games as well, don't you?
I do. That's more of my, like, technological nerd part, is that I am a very big console gamer. I do as well do PC gaming, and I have a Steam account that I use, but I use that more for indie games.
Okay.
That aren't typically found on the consoles. I mean, some are. Like, of course, Castle Crashers is found on the consoles. Same with Binding of Isaac, which I love. It's such a good game. Poor Isaac, though. He gets binded.
If you didn't know.
If you did not know that, yes. Very, a very good indie game.
Do you have a favorite video game? Like, in, if you, I know there's a whole time, but do you have a favorite game?
Oh, series. Favorite series of games is going to be The Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
I can't choose one because the whole series is great. And I mean, they try and push it back where you're almost a reincarnate of the Link character, where you're going either further 500 years, going back 500 years. It's a whole...
Confusing
map. It's like, oh, yes!
I think I've played one Zelda game my entire life.
Do you know which one it
was? I've probably played two. I played one, like, back on the original Nintendo.
Ooh.
Like, 8-bit weird green blob Link that just sort of moves around. And then I played it on my DS, but I didn't get very...
Which DS one?
It was for the original DS.
For the original...
DS Lite. It was...
Was it Phantom Hourglass?
Yeah, the one where you draw on the map and you can make all the notes on
yeah.
the map.
Mm-hmm. Because they also have Spirit Tracks, which is really good, too.
Yeah, this one with the train, right?
Yeah, the one with the train.
Oh, the train. So...
Choo-choo!
So who's your favorite character in the Zelda series?
Well, in the Zelda series, I actually like Sheik from Ocarina of Time.
Oh, okay.
It was Zelda who had turned into a character to follow Link around, basically. And you were just... became a he. It was like a very
he-she thing going on. What?
He-she thing going on.
You just posed for the behind the scenes picture. No one knows what's going on in the studio but us, but it's okay.
Except for hands.
The hands flailing hands. I gotta dodge the flailing hands. It is dangerous in this studio right now. It is dangerous when August decides. It's like animal getting on the drums. They're just flailing everywhere.
Yeah, I'm kind of a hazard. I'm a hazard in the lab too.
Oh goodness gracious. You're gonna blow everything up, aren't you? It's your goal.
That's my goal. I want my own lab so that I can do that.
So is it gonna be an underground lab or is it gonna be...
It's gonna be wherever I want it to be, and I'm not gonna tell you because it's gonna be...
You're gonna have a secret volcano island with a lab underneath?
Yes. That's how I'm gonna power it too.
Oh, with the volcano.
With the volcano.
All right. So, you said you're mostly a console gamer, so what's your favorite console? Like,
I mean, when I started the consoles, I am a big Sony person, so I had, of course, the PS3. But then I got a hand-me-down Xbox 360, which fell in love with. I mean, that's perfect to play, like, GTA 5. When you want to do anything online, it's going to be best on the Xbox because you have to pay for that service, so obviously you're paying for it to be good.
Mm-hmm.
As well as when you have like PS3, it was awesome because it was free online, but the online lacked because of it being
free.
Yeah,
it sort of lagged. It would crash a lot.
Yeah.
Well, and Call of Duty crashed everything, so we just didn't even go there.
Yeah. We don't talk about the war.
We don't talk about the war. Brings back the memories.
But out of all the newer consoles, I actually have a Wii U.
Okay.
So I love it, but oh my god, it's the most expensive universal remote ever.
Do you just control everything with your Wii U?
I control everything with my Wii U. I control the TV because you can change the channels and the sound and stuff just directly from the Wii gamepad.
So Nintendo made a giant universal remote that happens to play games?
Yes.
Does it make phone calls too? Is it gonna make me breakfast?
It does do video chats.
Oh, go on. But it won't make me a sandwich.
It will not. Not yet.
Not yet.
I have to do that.
Okay.
Myself.
You have to make
yourself. I go in my own kitchen and I make everybody sandwiches.
Oh, excellent.
That's what I'm good at.
Science and sandwiches.
Science and sandwiches.
So, what would be out of the consoles, what would probably be your least favorite game you've ever played?
Ooh, least favorite. Battletoads, but that's a different... frustration.
Why is Battletoads a frustration for you?
Oh my god, it was hard.
I know why it is for me, but I worked at a GameStop for 5 years.
It was like, cool, I'm playing this. Why is it this hard now?
It's impossible to beat.
It was impossible to beat.
Yeah, I just hated it because I would get calls at GameStop constantly asking for Battletoads. We just started saying yes, and then people shut up.
Did they ask you if you had Krabby Patties?
I never got a Krabby Patties call.
I used to make those calls to Burger King all the time. I was the one calling in for Battletoads.
Oh my goodness. Oh gracious. So I had a thought and you made me like completely lose it by thinking of Krabby Patties and darn you.
The sexiness of a Krabby Patty, right?
No.
Yes.
No.
Buns.
Okay. Now that our viewership knows that we are completely insane, so if you were to be able to go and get any, are you looking forward to any games that are coming out?
Actually, there is one that's about to come out for the Wii U. It's the Donkey Kong, the newest Donkey Kong game. And I need a throwback to some nostalgia. So I'm really looking forward to it. It looks interesting. Maybe in a later podcast, I'll do a review of it.
Excellent.
But
we're
we're
all going to go party at your house and play Donkey Kong.
Yes. But I can...
look for the Keeping Nerdy review.
They did also... Nintendo also released... was it 3D Mario World?
Ooh.
Where you get to be a cat.
You get to be a cat.
So it's Meowio.
Meowio? Wow.
You get to be Meowio.
Meowio.
Meow.
So you're in a cat suit. Is it like the Tanuki suit? Like, or you just...
It's
does he become
similar,
a cat?
But he's a cat.
Oh my gosh. So how
it's because you still have the Tanuki, and if you fail utterly, like I did one time when I tried to do it as a drinking game, and you fail horribly, you get a Tanuki suit that's like ultimate Tanuki, and nothing can harm you, and you just kill everything.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, but you have to fail the level at least like 3 times, because the magic number in Nintendo is 3.
Apparently, I would probably end up with giant magical Tanuki all the time, because I fail epically at I love Mario games, and I fail epically at them all the time.
Oh my god, but it's a really good one. It's got some throwbacks. Like, there's hidden, like, Easter eggs in there. Like, there's a Zelda Easter egg, of course.
Oh god.
Because, you know, it's Nintendo, so their two big sells are going to be Zelda, Legend of Zelda, and going to be Mario. That's what's keeping them alive. And I'm surprised, because this was their worst fiscal year. I mean, they lost the console war.
They did.
They got
pretty epically,
destroyed.
Actually.
Yeah.
It was, it's sad. I think we mentioned it a little bit on the last podcast. You weren't here for it, but about the fact that Nintendo really just needs to stop trying to make this giant family-friendly only system, and they need to get on that wagon like Xbox and, you know, like Microsoft and Sony are doing with their systems and make that system that still attributes to hardcore gamers. Because how epic would it be that you can get not only Call of Duty and, you know...
You can't get Call of Duty on...
Well, but, like, the actual Call of Duty, like... they used to have it for the other Wii. They would have Call of Duty, and it was a dumbed-down version of it.
Yeah, it really is. It's like getting Assassin's Creed on it.
Yeah, I mean, but to be able to have the full version, like, as if it was a PS3 version of Assassin's Creed, but you also have the Mario franchise and the Link franchise, like, it would skyrocket them. Because you would still have those Nintendo exclusives that no one else can ever get a hold of.
I believe in them.
You believe in them?
I think they can pull through.
Now, you said that they were actually, we would mention on the way over, they're actually releasing a free game, even though they've had this horrible fiscal year?
They did, actually. I know, they have their worst year in the console games, or the console wars. And they release Zelda Four Swords Anniversary Edition free from January 30th to the 2nd, just free for the 3DS. And it was like, wait, you're doing horribly, but you're for the player. So they released it free anyway, just like the president like cut down his budgeting, like cut down how much he get paid. He gets paid because he wants the company to survive.
Wow. Yeah, they just need to they need to do something, because I think Nintendo could come out with something completely epic. Like if they would, because they're the only ones who have survived motion gaming. None of the other consoles really did motion gaming in a way that kept it going. Like you had the Kinect and you had, you know, the Move or whatever it was for the PS3, these weird bond ball wandy things.
I liked it. I have the Move.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
But it was one of those that Nintendo was the one who did the most cost effective way. Like their controllers were just built in that way. But if they could keep that and make a console that kept up for the hardcore gamers, you know, the people who only buy Call of Duty every year, you know, who would then get addicted to Mario, I think they could actually surpass, especially if they built in a Blu-ray player or something into it. Like, they could make a totally epic console.
I know, Sony doesn't have the patent on it anymore, and now you see all these people with Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised, like, they're not jumping on that. But I understand they're trying to make it more of a cost-effective system, because they do cater to younger generation and family.
But I think you could still keep the family gaming even if you had... Mm-hmm. Because, again, they'd still have the motion and all of that. I think they could put... Really just pack that into a really awesome... I just want to see them succeed. Like, I've always had Nintendos.
I love it.
Like, you know, the original Nintendo. Like, my brothers and I would fight over who got to play the original Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Like, back in the day, it was...
The NES. Just,
the NES. That actually was... The original one was the console with the best... required the most hand-eye coordination, like, between this little... Were you the type of person that when you would start trying to jump, you would lean to, like, one side? Jump!
Yes,
I would. You'd, like, help,
I'm
trying to help your character jump?
I got the power glove and just bee slapped everybody. Because the power glove.
Power glove. Let me. Or when you're. Did you ever do Duck Hunt? When you were like, you get too close to the TV.
The super scope and the Duck Hunt. That freaking dog.
Right? Who did not hate that dog? He mocked you. He mocked everything that you tried. Every time you failed, he's laughing in your face.
He's like, huh, and now you're gonna go home and fail your wife.
Aw. Wah, wah, wah. So. Now, being that you were more on the science geeky side, we had talked about it a little bit off air, but and I'm going to say it right this time, the Bill Nye debate that happened. Now, I heard certain things about it. You listened to the whole thing, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So what were your feelings on this interesting interaction?
First off, to have an entertainer like Bill Nye, who is in fact an entertainer, not a debater, against somebody who has been trained in debating is just ridiculous. I mean, if you looked at the opening, Bill Nye opened with a joke, and the guy, Ken Ham, went at it as, this is how it is, this is how it's ever gonna be, this is what we need to do.
No, like, Bill Nye was the science side, right?
And Bill Nye was for evolution being viable, and then having a creationism being non-viable. And Ken Ham,
what people don't hear is the cats, studio cats running around creating all sorts of amusement as well.
Yeah, sorry, they follow me everywhere.
we have studio cats. No one sees them. We have studio cats.
Kind of a cat lady.
August is an old cat lady. No one just knows it. She's just not old yet. She's just
the
youngest.
I'm really good at makeup.
What you don't know is August is really 84. Anyway, so back to Bill Nye and Ken Ham. And the cat scratching the post, that's what he thinks of that. Oh, churchy.
Well, first off, I really don't think, like, religion and science should be even debated, because science is, like, what Ken Ham was trying to say, observable science. Mm. And religion is cultural. Religion's what you grow up, that's your tradition, that's how you're taught your life values. Whereas science isn't really, like, life values.
No, this is true.
They're not.
Your events.
Yeah, they're clearly defined things, mm-hmm. whereas you have to have faith to have religion.
Yeah, which, you know, so going on that, so what about, are you familiar with Scientology?
I am.
So explain that, because I have a very vague concept of it. So how do you make Scientology? How is that a religion if science is non-faith based?
Without trying to offend anybody, it's a book written by a man which people took to heart as truth.
Ah, okay.
Parallels to a Bible, which was written by man. Or God, if you want to say that.
Yeah, the word of God be
it's
a man.
It's the word of God be a man, which people take to heart, which people take as truth. So it's very similar to how you construct it, but the actual events in the books are way different.
Okay, that makes a little more sense, I suppose.
Does
yeah,
it? Look,
Scientology in a nutshell.
Well, that's not...
In a PC nutshell.
It's in a very thick nutshell.
We're all a little nuts here. Yeah, welcome to the madhouse. Mm. So, what was your favorite part of the Bill Nye and Ken Ham debate?
Well, of course, how Bill Nye is an entertainer. I loved his jokes about how to tie a bow tie in the very beginning. And it just, like... It was great how Ken Ham would use Bill Nye's words out of context and put them in his...
Just take them and turn them around.
His debate, which is very political.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say which party, but there's a party that does that a lot.
What's a party that misconstrues?
It's all about context. But it was great because the interview that he was using, he was with Larry King, and then before the announcer even made the joke, I was like, oh man, you could just ask Larry King. He was there.
He was there. He witnessed it.
And then the guy made the joke, and I was just like, see, I was there.
Yeah, I was there.
I made that joke before he did.
I totally fed him that joke right now from my brain into the television.
I'm working with telepathy.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
It's working right now. She's actually speaking in your mind. You're really not hearing her.
Kim's just a puppet, and I'm talking to her.
I don't exist. I'm just one of the voices that August does here. So now, August, that's something that people may or may not know about you, as well as you did voice acting for a while, right?
I used to, for friends who worked at Burke College.
Okay.
So I would do voices for them, mostly mostly androids for computers and stuff, since I have the monotone voice anyway. So it'd be like, thank you for calling. And all that. Like,
you're the weird teleprompter?
I'm the weird teleprompter. Like, everybody would say I sound like the Verizon girl, because please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
That's
so
creepy.
Everybody would be like, oh my god, you sound like the Verizon girl.
That
so that's
creepy.
How I got into it, is because of that. So my friends were working on a space movie and ended up just doing little voice clips. It was kind of funny.
So, can we find this movie? Is this movie
I'm
anywhere?
I'm not going to tell you which movie.
No, you're not going to tell us which movie? We can't go find it?
No.
So would you do voice acting again? Like, would you get further into voice acting? Is this something you think you'd pursue?
I'd like to.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to work on my transatlantic, though.
Your transatlantic?
Yeah, sweetie, yeah.
Oh, come on. So
comes out whenever I sing Billie Holiday, but it's a few wines later.
It's a few more glasses of wine later. So with that, if you weren't to go into chemistry, what would you go into? Because obviously you're pretty hardcore into...
I actually got an art scholarship while I was in college, so I probably would have did fine arts.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So scholarship. So how did you get into chemistry? Like, did you grow up thinking, like, I'm going to be a mad scientist? Or, like, what was the process of getting into chemistry?
I grew up with a mother who was very artistic, and that was where I got all my art stuff from. And then I grew up with a father who was very technologic, and we built computers when I was young, and we played video games all the time. And it ended up being, like, this battle between, like, what I wanted to do when I was graduating high school. And it ended up just the right teacher, having the right teacher who got me into chemistry. He really inspired me. So from there, that's what it really comes down to, is you need great teachers who inspire. That's what I feel bad about with education, is because it does depend. The success of the student, of the child, is going to be based on their experience of school.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a horrible... I loved college. Absolutely loved college, but I hated high school. It was maybe because I picked my subjects a little bit more. I picked what I was going to specialize in, and you know, I got mine in a fake science, quote unquote fake science. I have a psychology bachelor's degree.
The fakest of sciences.
But it was the right teacher that really kicked that in, that made me actually enjoy studying. But so how do you reconcile that now? Because obviously. I mean, did that creativity with being with your mom, is that what pushed you to do, like, costuming and cosplay?
Yes, it did, because my mom actually was working for Jones New York and Anne Klein and all that in New York when she was younger, and she actually graduated from the Textile College in Philadelphia, which does not exist anymore.
Not exist.
So, it's definitely a BS degree, if you know what I mean.
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Does not compute. She divided by zero.
all of our bad jokes. So, when did you first start cosplaying or costuming?
I've been making clothes for quite a while, for years now, but it wasn't until last year, till C4, to where I wanted to actually go in and display more costumes. A lot of the pieces I do, it's either by hand or upcycled.
Okay. So for those who don't know upcycling, which most cosplayers and costumers do, that's when we love thrift stores. And we go to thrift stores and we find pieces and we manipulate them and we change them and turn them into what they need to be, but they give us a solid foundation so that you don't have to go and start sewing, especially if you're like me, who lacks the sewing skills, and start completely from scratch. So... You upcycle a lot of your stuff. So so what was the first costume that you made for, like, cosplaying purposes?
It was going to be the baby doll.
The baby doll one?
Definitely the baby doll.
That was you can see, which I haven't plugged the site enough, but
mm-hmm.
You can see at www.keepingitnerdy.com. Under August's profile, she have her own model gallery. Her first set, her baby doll set, is up. That was shot by Rob Craze Courtney, who was with us last time. So go check it out, leave her some love, put some love on the Facebook for her as well. It's under the same thing, Keeping It Nerdy, www.facebook.com/keepingitnerdy, and you can find the pictures on there as well.
I need lots of love, I'm so cold.
Love. So baby, why baby doll? Like, what made you choose baby doll?
I was really interested in the cinematography of the movie and, of course, the manga, the very graphic novel. And it just, it's more of a thing of being in your own mind and creating your environment, which okay. I think manipulating your environment is very important. I mean, you make yourself happy. If you ever read The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama, it's amazing. It gives you such insight into it.
Very nice. So why baby dolls specifically? Just you preferred... Because I know a lot of people do characters from Sucker Punch.
Yeah, they do, like Amber and Rocket and all that. Not only because she's the front girl, I feel like the tragedy really makes her a dynamic character. So I feel like she was more well-rounded than any of the other characters.
Okay.
Even though in the manga, the other characters are...
A little bit more fleshed out. And then you've also done, and I'm horrible, Resident Evil...
Claire Redfield.
Claire Redfield.
That's actually the one that's upcycled.
Okay.
Those are all thrift store clothes. The original vest was a jean jacket that had a hood, a cloth hood. Cut off the sleeves, cut off the hood, dyed it red, painted the whole back. Just completely destroyed this poor jean jacket.
But it turned out good. If people actually want to check that out, we have a couple, because you did a shoot with that one recently too.
Mm-hmm.
We have some on our Instagram. You can find us on Instagram under Keeping It Nerdy, and you can actually see some behind the scenes shots of that one going on. That was actually a pretty cool location to shoot at. It was pretty fun.
It was.
To be out there.
It was in the old asylum.
Yeah, it was in an old insane asylum. So, for those who don't know, we do live in an area where the
Hotel California.
Hotel California was converted into a college, from which I am an alum, and you are
a current
student. Mm-hmm. So we get to go occasionally go and roam around the old nut house.
Yes.
It's fun.
And there's still buildings that haven't been renovated yet. So
yeah, they're kind of creepy.
They are very creepy.
Right.
Broken windows and everything.
Yeah, doors that are like half undone. It's great. It's a great place to go shoot. People are all looking at the pictures right now. So, what would be a character you would be looking forward to doing next?
I really would like to shoot Poison Ivy.
Okay.
Because, of course, look at the backstory. Chemist.
Yep, there we go.
There you go.
So which version of Poison Ivy would you want?
I would actually do her as the original character and then show a transition through her being...
So I'd love to do a transition. Okay. Do you know which animated series Ivy?
I'd like to do my own, actually.
You're gonna take bits and pieces of what you like?
I'm gonna take bits and pieces of what I like, maybe make it like almost a pinup style, like old style, like 50s
high-waisted pants.
Because I like that so much.
The old vintage stuff. Some of us should not wear high-waisted pants. I do not wear high-waisted pants.
I need them to have hips.
You want some of mine? You can borrow some of my hips. Like, I don't. I'm butt. I got plenty. You can have some of that too. I'll share. It'll be great.
Once you do put that behind the scene shoot with your black outfit.
We have to. If people haven't seen us, which you can actually, we'll do a little plug here for. If you're in the Hollywood, Los Angeles area on February 22nd, you can actually meet myself in August. Over at Batcave Hollywood at the Medusa Lounge. They are having a night called Dark Side. It is inspired by one of our geeky loves, Star Wars. We'll be there. Doors open at like 10 o'clock.
And if you're not there, you're in Alderaan places.
Boom.
Boom.
And you'll be able to see... I'm now dying. This is horrible. Your bad pun killed me.
Success. I take your spot now.
Take your spot. I take all the wins. So you can actually come and see the fact that when I'm in a pair of heels and you're not, I'm taller than August anyway. So you can see the vast size difference in the comic stuff that ensues. Look at the website. You're gonna go to the Facebook. We will put it up right after we announce this podcast. Go to www.keepingitnerdy.com to be able to see the normal ones, but this one I'll actually put on the Facebook because it's not set. But yep. Go to Facebook, look us up. You will find a behind the scenes shot of me and August during one of our recent studio days. And then you will be able to laugh at the vast height difference because you are, if you don't mind.
No, it's fine. I'm 5'4".
Yeah, and I'm 5'7", and so when you put me in a pair of 3-inch heels, I tower over this tiny petite little lady.
And you will see the towering in the picture.
The towering and the menacingness. I was trying to be menacing. Shout out to Nicole Jean Marie, with the dinosaur face. If you don't know who that is, go check that out on Facebook, and everyone will understand the dinosaur face. It'll
T-Rex
be great.
T-Rex arms.
So, one thing, we're talking about geeky things like going to, you know, Star Wars themed night. Let's talk a little bit about the nerdy pleasures that we take that are maybe not quite so mainstream-ish. Like, what is that closet geekdom that you have, August?
There's so many things in the closet. You really want me to open that?
All right. Well, Pandora's closet.
We will venture.
We will venture into August's closet.
So, I'm a big technology nerd. I'm here actually right now with my Alienware laptop in my lap.
It's true. It's flashing a purple alien at me. They can't see you nod.
They can't see me raise my eyebrows and nod at you.
And nod.
Seductively.
Seductively nodding while your alien flashes me. This is so inappropriate. There was an eyebrow wiggle.
So, yes, many, many eyebrow wiggles. Also, I love cameras. I'm a Canon person. Sorry, Nikon.
It's okay. We shoot a lot with Canon.
Yeah, so I do wildlife photography as well. That's more the biology part of my nerdiness, is I like to go out and, you know, pretend I'm nature and take pictures of animals doing their thing.
You are nature?
I am nature. I am Mother Nature. This is why I need to do Poison Ivy and just go out in my Poison Ivy outfit and just... Huh, there's a squirrel! Click, 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 click.
in all the seductive glory.
In all the seductive glory that is Poison Ivy, taking pictures of squirrels.
It will be pretty epic.
That will be epic.
So, we also, on the way here, we talked about it a little bit. You got a couple of music geekiness. Like, you're not allowed to turn music on at parties. They don't allow you to be DJ Enzyme anymore.
No, because I was always breaking it down. But yeah, they don't allow me to do it anymore because I love Big Band and Swing. So I'll put on Big Band and Swing, like Glenn Miller. And they're like, no, why is this not Justin Bieber or whatever's popular now?
Don't mention the Bieber. You know, they got enough petitions to actually request that he be...
I heard about that.
Deported? Mm-hmm. So they... obviously, they're probably not realistically going to deport Justin Bieber, but they actually have enough signatures on there that it is required that someone in the White House has to actually take the time to look at that petition.
That poor soul.
Has to go through and see if it's a valid petition to deport this person.
You heard Canada's displacer, right? Or disclaimer?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they don't accept damaged goods back. Ba-dum.
Oh, it's just a whole podcast of bad jokes. So, Big Band and Swing. How'd you start liking Big Band and Swing?
Oh, back in the old high school days when I used to have very classy friends and we would underage drink wine. Because wine was amazing.
So, we do not promote underage drinking.
No, do not do it.
Stay in school.
Stay in school. Safe sex. Don't drink. No drugs.
Because then you'll be into Big Band and Swing. Because
you will like horrible music at parties. And no one will like you or invite you to parties anymore.
Or at least not allow you to be DJ.
Yeah, they will not allow you to be DJ.
So, one thing we had talked about that we found that we had in common was our love of Mel Brooks movies and our love of Monty Python.
How can you not like those two?
They're pretty amazing. So what's your favorite Mel Brooks movie?
Ooh, Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Yes.
I wish they... We had talked about there's obviously, for those who have seen Spaceballs, it was an amazing movie. There is the part where Yogurt is going through and doing all the product placement.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things I had heard, I'm not sure how true it was, is that they were actually kind of doing that because they were going to be opening it up to doing a Spaceballs 2, which never actually did get produced, which sucks.
It does suck, but I don't think it needed a second one.
No, they ended it pretty well, but we had actually heard that there was the possibility of a remake of Spaceballs, which I really hope they don't do, because it's pretty much comedy gold. You know, Robin Hood Men in Tights would be another one of my favorites.
Yes.
Because who doesn't like men who come out singing in tights? Because it's hilarious. What is your favorite Monty Python?
Monty Python? Ooh, that's kind of hard because I like The Meaning of Life. But, oh my god, Holy Grail.
Holy Grail would probably be my top as well. I can't watch it the whole way through, though. I get to a certain point and I'm done with the Holy Grail.
I want my coconuts right now.
Your kid cupping the coconuts?
Oh my god. The horses!
I know, if a swallow were to carry, is it an African swallow?
I don't know!
So, what would be your favorite, who's your favorite person out of the, and everyone knows I can't pick one because I never remember the names of people. Anyone who's followed me, I don't remember actors' names, band names, music, anything.
Oh my god, Eric Idle.
I think you're having like a conniption fit right next to me.
I'm having a nerdgasm.
Nerdgasm.
Because it is Eric Idle.
So why Eric Idle?
He's just, I don't know, he just always stuck out to me. I love his like, oh, his high-pitched whiny voice.
All right, so whiny voices.
Whiny voices.
Excellent. So
come up to me and just whiny voice it and just...
It'll be awesome.
Just watch me unleash.
Speaking of whiny voices, people should go to our Facebook page and leave a little bit of love for our other newer model, Courtney L., who was recently sick and actually posted a video on her Instagram. If anyone saw it, you can see her at Courtney underscore L underscore, I believe.
Yes, and that's L-E-L-L.
Yeah, E-L-L-E on Instagram, and see her poor little video of her being sick where it sounded like someone sped up this girl's poor voice track. Like, she sounds like a chipmunk, and she actually, when she was sick, she would do, she took requests as what to say as the chipmunk. It was pretty amazing.
I wanted to squeeze her and like feed her like
corn syrup, like your amoeba.
Yes, so I could watch her protrude.
Anyway, we are getting so many bad looks for the. I'm telling you, we need our own laugh track, like one of those old campy laugh tracks, just to follow you and I around.
Oh no, you have RJ.
That's true. If people don't get to see or hear, but our sound editor RJ gets to suffer through every single one of these and then deal with all the behind the scenes. So what's your favorite part of the Holy Grail? Like what's the line that when you think Holy Grail first comes to your...
Oh my god. When they get to the rabbit. Oh my god, that's such a great part. But no, I think my favorite part is...
Oh. We have a laugh track now.
I didn't even say the joke yet.
Sorry. We
don't worry.
Our laugh track. We laugh track.
RJ's
early.
Used to delivering early.
You realize he can voice manipulate you anytime he wants.
I hope he manipulates me. All the voices.
all the voices. If you suddenly hear 50 different people, it's really just August coming
up.
It's
just me. But yeah, definitely, it's like, she's a witch! She turned me into a newt!
A newt?
A newt.
I got better! I like to bring out your dead. Bring up your dead!
I'm not dead yet. I'm not quite dead.
I'm not dead yet. No, you're gonna be stone cold in a minute. Like, I'm feeling better! No, you're not. Do us a favor.
Oh, man.
So, that's, I love that one. I love humor like that. I'm not a stupid humor kind of person. Like, I have, as my mother calls it, potty humor. Like, I'm not good on, like, I think the last bad movie like that I really watched and enjoyed was Ace Ventura. I mean, and that was, like, really stupid bad long time ago humor.
How can you not like Jim Carrey?
This is true. He's got some moments. He's a more versatile actor than I really thought he would be.
Is. His website's good, too.
Yeah, and it's Eternal Sunshine of a Beautiful Mind?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
There you go. Why am I? See, this is why no one lets Kitten remember things. Short-term memory, long-term memory. It doesn't exist for me. I'm like a goldfish. I turn around, look at something. Look, it's shiny.
Oh, I was going to say because you're shiny.
No, I'm rather dull, actually. I glow in the dark. I am white enough to glow in the dark. If everyone can see, go and see. Go to the website, www.keepingitnerdy.com, and all my epic paleness. So we have a hard time. That's why shooting on white backgrounds not necessarily so good for me. I blend in with the sheets.
You have skin like milk.
Well, it's true. I can't go and these are cosplayer issues right now. We're gonna vent a little about cosplayer issues. I cannot find nylons that are actually my skin tone. Oh, my nylons God. Give me a tan. It is pretty epic.
Mm-hmm. I have the great allergy of being allergic to latex. So I can never have any of those cool outfits that you can get, like, custom made.
Oh, so you can't do any facial prosthetics?
No.
So, that sucks. Like,
Yeah, like, I will just rash out, and it's great.
That's not great. There's gotta be, see, I wonder what they do with people who have, I'm sorry, I got distracted by a cat video on the television.
Was it a cat video that was so cute that just your spine slid out of your butt?
No.
I see those all the time. That's why I'm very short.
Oh, okay, because we've had spine replacement because of cat video. But, so, when you're, for cosplay, since you're, I mean, you're a little bit newer to actually being, like, at conventions and doing cosplay, like, what are some of the things you have discovered, like, that you would give advice to newer cosplayers? Like, things that you would...
A costume's not consent.
We all agree on that. Costumes are not consent.
I like it better when people portray in their character, like the whole Smilex Billing Company.
Yeah, if you guys haven't checked them out, check them out. They could hear Connor. We had Connor on, the Scarecrow from Smilex. We had him here with us last time. You can check them out on Facebook. So facebook.com/SmilexVillainCo. But sorry, I was looking at my to read something at the same time. I have just been informed that there are prosthetics that you can wear.
Ooh, fancy.
So we can get you in prosthetics. But it'll be silicone. So you
are they going to be the plastic butts that they sell at CVS?
Hey, you said that was okay. No, they're silicone. But silicone, for those who have an allergy. But you just have to have the expensive fancy pants. Mm-hmm. Stuff. You can't have the generic.
I have a very fine taste.
Apparently. You're expensive, girl.
Tell me about it.
So, like, one thing that I would always tell people for costumes, always test run first. Like, always test run your costumes. I was speaking to your friend who was helping us out with the Resident Evil shoot. Mm-hmm. And he goes as, help me out, like, because I'm not very familiar with Resident Evil. He was not Umbrella, he was...
Oh, he was Stars.
Okay.
So, which is the Raccoon City Police rather than...
Okay, than the Umbrella
Company. The Umbrella Company.
So, but he goes around at conventions in a full mask and everything. So he actually was doing a trial run on some changes he had made for his costume to see if he would be able to breathe better.
It was a neoprene mask?
Yeah, and the differences between neoprene. So always test run a costume, because the worst thing is when you're in a costume, going to a convention, and you haven't worn the outfit before, and stuff starts falling off. Because it's embarrassing to start losing things, or you find out you can't walk very far and stuff. No one can see, but she's pointing at herself.
Because at Kamikaze this last year, last Kamikaze, I did the Amy Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
which people can see on the website. Yes, I'm overly plugging because I forgot to all of last podcast. But you can see it. It was the shoot that released. It's called Special Combo Dangerous Beauties. You can see your Amikami Catwoman.
Mm-hmm. And as I'm trying to put it on for the morning, it rips.
Oh,
yeah. So that was lovely.
Awkward moment.
Yeah. So luckily on hand, I had some safety pins. So. That's my tip. Always bring a sewing kit and some safety pins.
Yes, put together, for those who are thinking of cosplaying, especially if you're going to a convention, you're not just doing it for photo shoots, if you're going to conventions, accidents are going to happen. Stuff is going to give out, stitching's going to rip, someone's going to spill something on you, you know, someone's going to step on your cape, like, someone's going to run into your shoulder armor.
You're going to have Skeletor come up to you and dance.
Right? That doesn't require the repair kit, but...
I need to repair my psyche.
Oh, okay. I can't help with that. Of all people, don't ask me to repair that. Put together a repair kit, because not all conventions have, like, a repair station. Some of them do. Some keep, like, repair station type equipment, but a lot of conventions don't anymore. Put together a kit. Bring a hot glue gun, bring safety pins, bring a needle, you know, and several different color threads with you.
And your own food.
Definitely bring food to conventions. We all learned Kamikaze just because of where it is located, I love Kamikaze, but it's located in the heart of LA, and There is not any good food around there. The food trucks are pretty good, though. I do recommend food trucks, but it gets expensive.
It does.
And we pour enough money into costumes that it's expensive to be doing things like that. But bring an emergency kit to your convention. You know, you never know who's going to need what. Safety pins are always your friend. Safety pins. Bring no-so liquid stitch.
That's also good.
That stuff also works. It helps with different things. I can't help a lot with the fabrication, though I have had staffs break at conventions, and that's just awkward. Nothing worse than walking around with a limp staff. That our awkward moment noise. So what's your first convention going to be? Like, what convention, because the cosplay circuit, you know, the convention circuit's starting, it's gearing up now. So what, on your convention list, what's the first convention that people can go and spot you at?
Well, I'd like to go to WonderCon and all that, but I think the first one definitely on the list is the Pop Stuff Expo.
Okay, and that's in, for those who don't know, that's a first year convention, and that will be in Ventura County in May at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. So it's like pop culture convention that I'm helping out with. So that's obviously, I'll be there. Go figure.
And then we're going to have a Keeping It Nerdy booth too. So
yeah, and you can come meet the entire Keeping It Nerdy cast there. So aside from meeting August and myself at Dark Side on February 22nd, you can, on May 10th and 11th, you can come meet the entire Keeping It Nerdy group all at once at the Keeping It Nerdy booth. We'll have prints, we'll have fun stuff to sell. There will be shenanigans. We'd love to come and take pictures, meet all our fans, have a good time. Do you have any like costumes that are in the works that you can kind of spill to people that they can come and see, look forward to?
I'll let you know it's from the 60s. Very vintage. And it has to do with Batman.
All right. So
if you can think of 60s and Batman.
60s and Batman. You know, speaking of cosplay and Batman, you know who I don't see get cosplay very often? Adam West's Batman.
You're not supposed to tell them.
Oh, I guessed it. You're going as Adam West. You're cross-playing as Adam West.
Oh yeah, somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to do epic Adam West. So, you know, underwear outside the, you know, you've noticed they've taken that away from our superheroes. More underwear outside of the tights.
I loved Mantis.
The Mantis.
The Mantis.
You know, Superman had Mantis.
I'm going to turn Mantis back into panties. This is going to happen.
This is going to happen with Adam West. I look forward to this. I really do. I'm looking forward to this. I don't have anything nearly that epic. Now I just feel like I shouldn't share at all.
No, you're fine.
I don't do anything that creative. I'm not bringing back the Mantis.
But I was going to say, you meet me at a convention, you have the best science pun. You get all the internets from me.
All the internets.
You win all the internets.
All the internets. So they should just bring you science-y related things.
Yes.
Amoebas. Just bring you your own amoeba farm?
If somebody just brings me a handful of amoebas, not only will I congratulate them in actually picking out amoebas from a culture, but we will definitely shake hands with amoebas in between. All the protrusions.
All the protrusions. So, what is somebody, speaking of like cosplay, there's a lot of people that, you know, are really big in the cosplay community. Tony Darling and Yaya Han and Constantine in Tokyo. They do a lot of things. What is a costume that you would like to see done that you haven't? Well, obviously, I've already said Adam West, which is, you know, campy, but I mean, it's fun. What's a costume you just don't see done a lot that you would like to see?
That I don't see done? The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar?
Yes.
You want a whole Ronald McDonald crew?
I want somebody to be Grimace.
Okay.
And I want somebody to be Hamburglar.
Hamburglar?
Yes.
I wish, you know, you've made me speechless so many times in this show. That's
a look in my face of, like, seriousness,
yeah,
right?
I mean, I wish people could see this dead serious, like, this is happening moment. So look for it. It's coming. The Hamburglar. Actually, I think I've seen the Hamburglar once at a convention, but I've been going to conventions a lot longer than you. I've been going to conventions since I was 14, and so it's been a little bit more time under my belt. I've seen some weird things that happen. You're too young to know, but for those who have gone to Anime Expo for years and years, have known the story of Manfei. Speaking about bringing back the Mantis. If anyone's familiar with the Cowboy Bebop series, I don't know if you've seen that one, August, Cowboy Bebop. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with Faye Valentine.
Yes.
She wears tiny gold hot pants and purple hair. Now just imagine a large hairy man in little gold hot pants and purple hair.
It sounds like somebody I want to meet.
You know, progressively, every year, his shorts got shorter. He got shorter shorts every year. He actually, I think, got removed from, speaking of cosplays, not consent. I think he actually got removed from the con. So, what is probably, speaking, okay, so obviously there are moments at conventions that will forever ingrain themselves, since I've obviously remembered after all these years, Manfei. What is the scariest costume you've seen at a convention?
Male Misty, because he was hairy and glorious, but it was like,
and glorious. I like how hairy and glorious.
Because it was scary, but so scary I could not look away.
Like a train wreck.
Yes.
So, and that used to be the thing, that the male Sailor Scouts. No, and obviously, I'm completely okay with crossplay regardless of your genre.
Oh no, I love it. It's very creative.
Like I've seen a buddy of mine does a male Bulma, and I'll tell you, he looks better than most women. And he's not an effeminate looking man, but he makes a good freaking Bulma. Like, he runs around and just like that. So obviously we're not.
So how many Dragon Balls does he have? can I gather them?
Okay. There's this just not working.
I'm sorry.
This is why we don't get left alone.
Dragon Ball.
What? So now we are going to start having a thing. We are going to have song time, parody song time with August. We are going to make you have to sing parodies of songs.
Oh man, I got a Pokemon version of that one too.
Oh great. No. So this is what you do in your spare time when you're not poking amoebas.
Oh yeah, that hurt. I came in like a Pokeball. I just wanted to catch them all.
Oh, my brain broke. August broke my brain. I need the little, like I said, I wish I had gotten it when I had found it. There was a little button that made that fail noise. When Mario fell in the fire during the original Mario. I need that for life. Just to make that, can you imagine walking up behind people and just suddenly making this fail noise when they do something?
I feel like I would drop to the floor if you did that to me.
There it goes. So, oh, see, now I'm just completely lost. Good, you broke my brain. I have no train of thought anymore.
I break a lot of brains.
That's awesome. You and your science. Mm-hmm. You break brains.
Excelsior.
So male Misty. So who would you? I can't even go after male Misty. Like, I'm stuck on this really creepy image in my head of male Misty.
Oh no, it was great.
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. I loved his pigtails. Well, it was like a one. Side ponytail, but
the side tail going
on. Side tail.
That's great. So, see, no, I can't even go. I'm stuck. I'm done.
Don't worry, you'll edit it.
I've got nothing. Got nothing left. Took it out of me. That's okay. So, obviously, I'm gonna go back to Star Wars. I'm just gonna fall back to Star Wars. Favorite Star Wars character? Go.
Oh God, that's so hard for me, because
going to Dark Side,
I love Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. You and me are on the same. So Boba Fett, okay. Do you have a second choice?
Oh God. I gotta go for Hans, because just that smugness.
There you go, you're a smuggler.
Whenever
and
somebody
hunter.
Tells me they love me, I always reply, I know.
I know. I know.
I know.
So who shot first? Oh, you're a Star Wars fan. Who shot first? There you go.
Hand shot first. You don't know.
Those who are actual Star Wars fans will get it. Han shot first. So
make fun of my accent now?
No, I just can't say it like you.
No, it's that East Coast hard A. Hands.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've barely left the West Coast, so just hands.
Hands.
You got any more?
Oh man. Soul Manny.
Soul Manny.
Don't even.
You know what it reminds me of? Was it the mother from Bobby's World? Oh, don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? So I says to the guy, no, you can't put that together. You crazy kids.
So we're just going to start making up characters for you to start doing on the podcast. Oh, yeah. So they just come in. We're just going to chime you in. Oh, don't you know? And it's for no reason whatsoever. Just go through with it. So...
You play nice now, okay?
So, we'll segue. Speaking of Bobby's World and old school cartoons, what would be your favorite old cartoon?
I was a really big Rugrats fan.
Who was your favorite Rugrat?
Oh man, I know people didn't like it, but Angelica. She was so misunderstood.
She was a bitch. She was the bully. You like the bullies?
I felt her pain.
Her pain? Well, she did have to hang out with a bunch of diaper babies.
Yeah, wouldn't you be pissed off too if, like, you had to hang out with a whole bunch of little kids? I mean, you hang out with me all the time. I'm pretty little.
You're not that much younger. Hey, don't make me feel old, all right?
No, I meant little.
Oh, little tiny.
I act like petite. A baby too.
You are petite. Mm-hmm. So, who is your least favorite character from Rugrats?
I really don't have a least favorite, other than I think Chucky's dad needed to ball up.
Right? Right? Grow a pair. Grow a pair, Chaz.
No, he has every right to, just because of his wife's tragedy and all that.
That is true.
So,
But Chucky gets a new mommy in one of the modern movies.
She'll never be replaced. You cannot replace Chucky's original mom.
Do you ever meet his original mom in the show?
I think glimpse about it because he has a dream about her. But I don't think they ever have flashbacks. But I like the conspiracy theories on the Rugrats too.
There's conspiracy theories on Rugrats.
Yes, all the conspiracies.
You just did this. I wish people
flailed.
Could see you. There was this little kid kick flail going on right now. So enlighten me.
It's about how all these characters are really in Angelica's mind, and how every one of the babies pertains to a different story of the family. Stu makes toys and stuff for the child he never had, and Tommy was a miscarriage.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he's always in the basement making toys. It's because it was for the miscarriage that him and his wife
had. That's
creepy. It's really creepy. But
I don't think I'm ever going to look at Rugrats the same thing
again. Then the DeVilles had the twins, Phil and Will. And it was because of some accident or something. It's probably another miscarriage story. And they couldn't decide if it was going to be male or female, so it just came out as twins to decide that. And then I forget the whole conspiracy on Chucky. I'm pretty sure you can look it up on YouTube for the full thing. But
we should cosplay Rugrats. We'll make you Angelica. I'll try to be short. I'll attempt the shortness so you can be Angelica.
Yeah.
So. What show would you like? Because Rugrats, I mean, they had a bunch of movies, but it wasn't the good classic.
Oh, no, no.
Rugrats. They did Rugrats Grown Up. Not so keen on Rugrats Grown Up.
That doesn't exist in my universe.
Doesn't exist
in your mind? No. They were done after the 90s.
We don't speak of such things.
No.
So what other, I guess for me, let's see, what cartoon? I used to watch the Darkwing Duck and Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
DuckTales.
You know what I'm looking forward to? They're both gamers you appreciate. They're supposed to make DuckTales for the PS3.
I heard that.
And it's a tribute to, the original. They kept that same kind of feel of it, even though it's more 3D now and you can up now. They kept that side-scroller level thing going on. So I really, really want to play DuckTales.
Do they ever get to, an extra level where you can, dive into that pool of coins?
Right. That seems so unreal. Even as a kid, I thought that was, how much that would hurt. He's swimming in it. Can you see someone trying that, just face planting and breaking their teeth?
It'd be amazing.
It'd be awesome.
It'd be the best Anne hero ever.
So, I just love how it stops me dead in my tracks every time. But did you notice, why does Scrooge McDuck only have coins? He doesn't have paper money in the vault. It's only coins. Is he just storing gold?
Because you can stack paper, but coins have so much more volume.
Because they're shiny?
They are shiny.
You think he's just a shiny kleptomaniac?
Oh, man, if we made our paper money just shiny, I'm pretty sure oh my god, we would be really making it rain.
Make it rain, shiny monies?
Shiny money.
Shiny monies. We want the shiny monies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... This has been the most haltingly amount that I've ever spoken, but thank you, August, for coming on this week with me and hanging out and breaking my brain in several places.
Mm-hmm.
So go get the duct tape. We gotta put it back together.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna go repair my brain since we're just about out of time. So make sure to go and check out August's new set on the site, her baby doll set. From Sucker Punch. Go and check it out on the Facebook. You can look forward to our outtake from our recent shoot and all the hilarity that will ensue. www.keepingitnerdy.com, or you can find us in the search field on Facebook. Just type in Keeping It Nerdy, as well as Instagram. Do you have a private I don't know if you have a private model page.
I don't have a private model page, but I do have my photography page, of course.
Okay. You want to?
Which is Instagram. Just go look up Motion Sick, one word, and it's all my wildlife photography. If you want to see what I do on my nerdy hiking trips, my non-chemistry.
So go check it out. Thanks for taking the time out to listen to us and have fun. We look forward. If you have questions, go ahead and send them to info@keepingitnerdy.com. We'd love to be able to take some time and answer your fan questions and just hear from you guys, talk to you. And we're done. Time for food.